As the human population has grown and become wealthier, the demand for high-quality animal protein has skyrocketed. For example, from 1990 to 2005, Asia alone added roughly 1 billion humans, but 10 billion chickens, according to UN figures. Farmers are raising more animals in smaller spaces than in the past, and in places that have not been used this way before, like in virgin forests or near dense urban environments. And this intensification is often taking place in poor conditions and with few regulations, according to animal disease expert Delia Grace from the International Livestock Research Institute.
You can get conditions which actually have never been experienced during the time of animal intensification in the West or anywhere else in the world, and that these kind of completely novel conditions are giving rise to novel diseases.
Grace says most of these novel diseases do not cause a great deal of harm, but some do. A recent example, H5N1 avian influenza, also known as bird flu. More than 300 people have died from it to date, and the virus continues to circulate, killing one person in Cambodia this year. But Grace says one good thing has come out of the experience.
Avian influenza has been something which has made people rethink certainly the interdependence between animal health and human health.
Grace says policymakers, especially in the developing world, need to consider both human and animal health impacts because an estimated 700 million people there keep farm animals, and they provide up to 40% of household income. While animal diseases can pose a threat to human health, she says controlling them can pose an economic threat if not done properly. She points to a call by some public health officials for eliminating backyard poultry flocks in response to avian influenza outbreaks.
If you're called from the public health without thinking about the implications for poor people's livelihoods.
Grace says there are good examples of public health measures that protect incomes at the same time. In a new report, she highlights how Kenya changed regulations requiring all milk to be pasteurized, a requirement that puts small producers out of business.
Smallholder milk production was incredibly important as a pathway out of poverty, and also that the health risks could be avoided, not by banning or arresting these traders, but by giving them training and certification and some simple technology so that they could handle milk more safely.
Delia Grace says as the pressure to intensify livestock production increases in response to growing demand, policymakers will need to carefully balance public health, animal health, and economic health. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Washington.